trial started in the case of retired naval captain Adolfo Segundo. Segundo was a member of the Argentinian Navy and a voluntary participant in the operations of the extermination group known as Task Force 332. Before today, the most recently confirmed case was Segundo had fainted after discussing with his defense attorney, Fernando Martinez Morata Lopez, in the Alcalá Metro prison. Martinez Morata Lopez is a court appointed lawyer who undertook the case in fulfillment of a general duty to assist with the legal representation in criminal matters. However, the Florida Medical Report said that the emergency room doctors from the Prince of Asturias at Puerto Arenado Hospital and the friends of doctors from the Audiencia Nacional service, Segundo is capable of facing trial and suffered from no more than low blood pressure. Segundo says he's been on a hunger strike for the last month. He has lost 13 kilos, or about 29 pounds. Segundo arrived at the Audiencia Nacional this morning, January 14th, about 10:30 a.m. Segundo became dizzy in the holding cell while waiting to be taken to trial. He was examined and treated by Audiencia Nacional's friend. Segundo repeated drinking a glass of sugar water and taking a mild pain reliever, paracetamol, for his headache. The trial started. Approximately 10 minutes into the proceedings, after the formal opening of the session and the preliminary match, the defense began to read Segundo his rights. Because the judge was concerned that Segundo was not fit to stand trial, given that he was slumped in his chair with his eyes closed, the president of the court stopped the session and asked Segundo examined by doctors for the second time that morning. The forensic doctors are prepared to help him today. The trial resumed with the report. The doctor said that Segundo had a negative attitude, but that he was lucid and capable of understanding the proceedings in the court. They said that if Segundo wanted to, he was capable of answering the court's questions. The trial went forward. Everything that happened during the session can be heard in the digital recording of the entire court proceeding, which was recorded by the newspaper. This recording will soon be available online and can be heard from anywhere in the world in the original Spanish version. Segundo was a member of Task Force 332, the military officer group that systematically used torture and is responsible for at least 5,000 murders. Its survivors amount to only 175. The ratio of dead to survivors is obvious proof that the goal of Task Force 332 is the extermination of civilians. According to a declaration made in court by General José Montes, during the Argentinian military dictatorship, five task forces were created. Task Force 1, Aeropolis. Task Force 2, Intelligence Battalion 601. Task Force 3, National Navy. Task Force 4, Air Force. And Task Force 5, SIDE. Further, according to case introduced in the court of law and information from the United States Senate, but also a task force to report serial work, or Andean task force, which is made up of task forces 2 and 3. This task force operated in at least the following countries: Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Bolivia. The goal of these task forces was the extermination of civilians. The task forces were patterned organizationally and functionally on the German Einsatzgruppen. The Einsatzgruppen were organized during the Second World War in accordance with instructions by the National Socialist Party. Among members of these groups faced justice in the case United States versus Otto Ohlendorf. This case showed that the main task of the Einsatzgruppen was to accompany the German army to the occupied Eastern territories and exterminate Jews and Christians, Soviet officials, and other elements of the civilian population that were considered to be racially inferior or politically undesirable. Witnesses in the Segundo case will testify from Argentina via video conference starting at the end of January or beginning of February 2005. These declarations will be made from the same courtroom where the case known as the Alta Corte Military Leaders will test. The judge who will preside over the declarations in Argentina for the Segundo case is Claudio Bonadillo. He was assigned by the National Court Chamber, Cámara Nacional de Apelaciones, for federal criminal and correctional matters. Bonadillo is a well-known in Spain for proceedings against an extradition of an Argentinian intelligence agency pertaining to crime in Barcelona, Spain. That was the case 685998. Gabriel Gustavo and others for the illegal deprivation of liberty. Bonadio are trying to take a well-known case of looting in which Task Force 2.2 is implicated. That is known as the Coronado Gomez case. This assistant in providing witness testimony from Argentina was requested by the Pimenta judge at the trial, Jose Ecoeta Colaeta. The Pimenta judge is the one who writes the opinion upon the conclusion of trial. Ecoeta Colaeta request is based on bilateral treaties of judicial systems in criminal matters involving Spain and Argentina. The request is, in accordance with what has been established in Title II, relating to the judicial assistance in criminal matters, Articles 20 and following, the Treaty on Extradition and Judicial Assistance in Criminal Matters between the Kingdom of Spain and the Republic of Argentina, March 3, 1987, published in the Official Bulletin of the State, or the Interior of the Estado, or BOE, 1707-1990, number 190, made by exchange note of the embassies of the Republic of Argentina in the Kingdom of Spain, BOE of May 22, 1991, number 122-1991, page 16287. Article 9 of the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, made in New York on December 10, 1984. As an international human rights organization, I think the news corps thinks that this trial is of utmost importance because of its possibility to obtain a sentence under ordinary European jurisdiction for crimes against humanity. This could be the culmination of 10 years of news corps working for the real president. The forces of the prison are working on meaning. Strong. But we believe that it is a necessary step in dismantling models of impunity. From the arrival of Selena in Spain to the current process of impunity, the has participated directly in this legal strategy. You can hear more about this by listening to Radio News Corp's November 18, 2004 report. You can get discussed with the trial by listening to Radio News Corp throughout the trial. News Corp is working closely with the popular action. Of the Argentinian Association Pro-Human Rights Committee, represented by Attorney Antonio Ferrucci, and the Izquierda Unida's Secretary for Human Rights, Francisco Pérez. A popular action may be brought by any Spanish citizen, regardless of injury or other standing, in the public interest. It permits the party filing to continue to pursue the matter as a private prosecutor, whatever may be the public prosecutor's position. News Corp is also working closely in connection with the individual complaint of Graciela Lois. Lois is a member of Derechos Human Rights and is with News Corp. The aforementioned popular actions are the only ones in the case using international human rights law as an intentional strategy. That is the prerequisite for News Corp's participation in legal advice. News Corp has a specialized team following the trial. The team produces material in Spanish and English, all of which can be found on our website. Audio material will also be produced in Spanish and English, in the form of reports and legal commentary. Radio News Corp is a credited press of the trial. Your law school, Shell Center for International Human Rights, is also aiding in the effort. News Corp will make digital recordings of the trial available as long as the technical services of the IOM Channel Center make it possible to record in the room for the trial to take place. The trial is expected to end by February 20, 2005. According to trial records, the popular action constituting in conformity with the Spanish Constitution and their lawyers present are DECOFAM, the Association Against Torture and the Canadian Inter-Syndical Confederation, Carlos Lepoy Cala, Izquierda Unida, Virginia Díaz, Iniciativa de Cataluña, Pizzeria the Argentinian Association of Pro-Human Rights and Interests, Antonio Segura Hernández, Free Association of Lawyers and the Federation of Associations of Lawyers, Freedom and Defense, Luis Carlos San Martín, Association of Pro-Human Rights Spain, Manuel Ollens de Fe, Policía, Victor and Fernández. Individual actions, which are those of individual victims, or the relatives of victims are Marcela Placio de Lois, represented by Attorney and Justice Santiago. El rescate Estela Barnes Texcoco. Rosa Arlovsky de Rosina. Matilde Acer Campión. María Nora Gutiérrez Pérez. Carlota Ayud Laurín. Estudiaron para el Tony Jaime Sanz de Bremón y Miami. Marta Bettini Francesa. Estudiaron para el Tony Carmen Amarca. Ede María Pastor de Panacina. Estudiaron para el Tony Manuel Oye Sester. Ana Cristina Estefano. Estudiaron para el Tony Jaime Sanz de Bremón y Miami. Dirección de Tony por los Aires de Socorro en Rojo Segundo. Fernando Martínez Morales López. The prosecuting attorney is Dolores Delgado García. Judge of Honor, President of the Court, Fernando García Núñez. Presidente, José Ricardo Lozada Solares. Jorge Campos Martínez. Further information about the trial in the Spanish Audiencia Nacional can be found on the Tribunal's Court website. This information has been provided by Tribunal's Court. It has been produced by Radio News Group with the collaboration of the Cell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School at our studios in Madrid on January 15, 2005. You've been listening to Radio News Group. Thank you.